Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Russiagate lies and the Russian invasion in Ukraine. Is there a connectivity? Is there a nexus to that? And all of the peripheral outfalling of what is taking place. Is it something that we've done as Americans? Is it something that's taken place as a result of the weakened view of America in the eyes of the leaders around the world? I say that it is. I say that we're watching the strong-armed, ten-horned dictators of nations around the globe seeing America now as a weakened nation, laughing at our nation, laughing at Joe Biden, laughing at what Biden might say with his threats. You know, like he said that there was an individual that was called a Cool Pop or Pop something that he wanted to take out behind the barn with a chain in his hand and beat him. And several times he said that's what he wanted to do to Trump. That mindset that he could just bluff his way through has not worked with Vladimir Putin. But we go back, ladies and gentlemen, to the day that President Donald Trump said that he was running for office. And the media, the socialist, Marxist, democratic media, got involved and spread the lie, continued to hammer on it with Adam Schiff saying that they had hard evidence that Trump was a Putin puppet. And as a result of that, Putin was controlling the White House. But ladies and gentlemen, John Durham, the special prosecutor that's been appointed to investigate that, is still at work. And he's bringing out piece by piece by piece, proving that Trump had nothing to do with it, but all of the Russiagate was fomented, was formed, was discovered, was created, whatever term you want to use, by Hillary Clinton, her attorney, and the Democratic National Committee. And yet America spent some 3 years with the Mueller report, the investigation, having Mueller and 19 socialist, Marxist, communist, democratic attorneys working with him. Expenditure of over $40 million of American tax money. They did not come to any conclusion in relationship to Trump's involvement with anything. In fact, when Mueller was questioned before a Senate committee, he could not definitively say anything about the investigation that would say that Trump was guilty of any wrongdoing or anything that would be considered illegal. And we talked about it just before the news break. This article says Durham, lies about Trump directed Russiagate probe. In other words, all of the lies that were fabricated material and fabrications about Trump are the cause of the Russiagate probe. He goes on to say, Durham has been investigated and working with the grand jury for many months now. He's already obtained one conviction from an FBI lawyer who admitted lying about evidence to make things look bad for President Trump. Two others have been accused of lying, and the comments addressed the charges against Michael Sussman, who brought the attention to federal investigators in their claim about Trump. As a candidate and then president, and claimed he was doing so, talking about Michael Sussman, claimed he was doing so as a private citizen concerned about evidence he had heard. However, Sussman, in fact, reportedly was working on behalf of guess who? Hillary Clinton and her campaign at the time. Just the News reported, that's the name of the reporting agency, Just the News reported, quote, it was an allegation that dogged Donald J. Trump for 3 years. A claim the Republican nominee turned president had a secret backdoor communication channel with the Kremlin, reported endlessly by the liberal media. The allegation was never true at any stage. Sussman is facing, this continues the article, by John Durham, the special counsel that's still investigating the Russiagate lie. Sussman is facing, that is Michael Sussman, the prestigious attorney representing Hillary Clinton and her devious behavior, and the Democratic National Committee. Sussman is facing a lying charge for claiming he was not working on behalf of any clients at the time when he delivered to James Baker, the then general counsel for the FBI, wild, unsubstantiated, false claims about Trump's purported links to the Kremlin. Quote, Sussman recently asked the judge in his case to dismiss a charge of lying to the FBI, arguing that his alleged false statements to the FBI was not material to the case and was protected by his First Amendment. Just the News reported. Now, Durham has released a rebuke to Sussman's demands. Here's the picture. Sussman has already been named as a defendant now in this case of lying to the FBI. Hillary Clinton's attorney, the DNC's attorney, Michael Sussman, and Durham has said he lied. And then after that came out about a month ago of Durham's findings, now Sussman has appealed through the courts to have the case dismissed because he said that his lie was not relevant or material to the case. That sparked a fight now with John Durham, the independent investigator. This statement from Durham, far from finding himself in a vulnerable position of an ordinary person whose speech is likely to be chilled, the defendant, talking about Michael Sussman, a sophisticated and well-connected lawyer, chose to bring politically charged allegations to the FBI's general counsel, the FBI's legal officer, at the height of the election season, Durham explained in the court proceedings. Quote, he then chose to lie about the clients who were behind those allegations, i.e., who were those clients, Hillary Clinton and the DNC, using such rare access to the halls of power for the purpose of political deceit is hardly the type of speech that the founders intended to protect. The court should therefore reject the defendant's, that's Michael Sussman's, invitation to expand the scope of the First Amendment to protect such conduct. He said at trial, future tense, at trial, he could deliver testimony from FBI and governmental witnesses that Sussman's false statement was, in fact, material and relevant and even could have influenced the course of the Russian collusion and the Russian debate in society today. End quote. There are other statements in there that we'll talk about a little later. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes. How are you today, Dr. Youngblood? Brother Davis here.
I'm blessed, and I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am very blessed on today, thank God, celebrating my 36th wedding anniversary with my wife today, and thank God for that.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
She's put up with you for a long time, hasn't she?
Yes, sir. I'm wondering how that happened, but I know that it had to be the grace of God.
Amen. That's right.
Thank God for that. Amen.
It.
Amen. But just on to what you were saying, Dr. Youngblood, you know, it's a crying shame that we have to be faced with this three-ring circus that has not stopped for the past, few years, you know, all of the things that's been going on, the lies that they're generating, and they're continuing to push those lies about, you know, what happened from the previous administration. Let's move on from that. Let's get America back to where it should be. From what I understand, he just came on there speaking about President Biden to announce that he's banning Russian oil imports and, you know, the other things that he said in his speech a while ago. He's not pulled a rabbit out of the hat. I mean, he's trying to make it sound like it's a great miracle that he's worked or this great idea that he just come up with to stop President Putin, but basically he's just revisiting what was already done by President Trump.
Yes.
What he should do is open up that oil pipeline that he shut down, make us independent again, you know, like it used to be, and then we don't have to worry about, you know, who we're going to have to depend on to, you know, help support us in this country. So that's what I wanted to say onto that. He's making it sound like he's really worked a miracle, but he has not.
You're exactly right, Brother Davis. And one of the things that's going to redound to the detriment of U.S. citizens and all in America today. In fact, I passed a service station late yesterday afternoon, and gasoline is already $4.20 a gallon for the low octane right in the immediate Jacksonville area. And this morning, crude oil was still hitting between $1.26 and $1.30 a barrel. And with that number, most stations are going to have in the southeast, I don't know about the northeast or on the west coast, they're already having $6 and $7 a gallon in California. They're having $5 and $6 a gallon in the northeast. Right here in our Jacksonville metropolitan area, in the next week, we can count on having between $5 and $6 a gallon for gasoline. And that's if you use what they call regular. If you use the high octane, they've got the 87, the 89, and then the 91 octane. If you use 91 octane in your vehicle right now, you'll be spending about $4.75 a gallon for gasoline. So we're watching that because Biden shut the valve off for American independence in energy. And when he shut that valve off, the design purpose, and our listeners may not be aware of this, the design purpose was to make us buy Tesla automobiles or like kind, to force Americans to buy electric vehicles with the absolute asinine understanding that you're not using energy, coal and fuel, et cetera, to drive an electric car. They do not talk about the amount of coal, amount of fuel, and fuel oils that it takes to manufacture a battery or to recharge batteries when they're going dead. And as a result of that, it does not save any, energy called natural resources. It increases it and continues to do so. But right now, the point that I make, Pastor Davis, is that with Biden's decision today, which I believe is the correct decision for the moment, that should have been done, though, prior to shutting off the valve in America, because we're going to watch now as a result of Biden's turning off the spigot with about 20% of our oil coming out of Russia. That's going to cause oil to skyrocket. And I contend that it's going from $126, $130, it'll hit $150, $175 a barrel in the next 30 days. We'll find at the peak of summer, right in America, we'll be looking at $7 to $8 a gallon for gasoline, which will shut down many mom-and-pop operations. It will shut down multitudes of families that cannot afford to buy groceries at a 30% increase and pay for gasoline at the same time. So it's going to put America in a very desperate position. But now Biden, through Jen Psaki, his mouthpiece, his lying mouthpiece, is saying that it's all because of the petroleum products and because of the gasoline stations, because of the grocery store operators, because of the producers, that's causing everything to go up, and the government has no responsibility in it, according to what she says. And you and I both know that's a lie. And so, Pastor Davis, the main thing that I want our listeners to understand, even in dire circumstances that we're in and we're headed to greater difficulties based on the Word of God, we still need to place our trust and faith in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge Him and allow Him to direct your path. We need to place our faith and trust in Jesus and Jesus alone. But Pastor Davis, thank you so much.
My next thing with that, Dr. Youngblood, and I'll let you go, is my wonder is right now, how long is he going to stick with this? Because, I mean, he's saying he's banning the Russian oil. Great, great. I mean, we need that. But are he going to do any other extra things to supplemental things to, in other words, pull us out from this, you know, this crack where we're at right now, you know, such as releasing more, you know, reserves, you know, from the U.S. reserves? Or is he going to, you know, open up that pipeline that we're talking about? Because my thing is, if he's going to ban Russian oil, that's going to cut his check off from China. So how long is he going to stick with this? I mean, it still remains to be seen.
All that we're watching and all that was heard in the news with his announcement today is show candy. It is window dressing, because it cannot resolve the problem. because the problem we have because of him shutting down XL pipeline. And by the way, that pipeline can't just be turned on as of now, because they've even started extricating, digging up, and taking the metal pipes out of the ground that they'd already started because of him shutting it down and disallowing it. He has harmed America, I believe, irreversibly so, but yet he's begging Iran to produce oil for us. He has now wanted to go back into the nuclear deal with Iran, and Russia has already negotiated with Iran to help them get the nuclear weapon, and Biden is wanting them to be weaponized with the nuclear weapons, because Biden really hates Israel and would like to see Iran wipe Israel off the map. That's where we're going with the big picture, eschatologically speaking. And what Biden just did this morning was make the difficulties in America for the average taxpayer, for the average home, for the average American. He has just made sure that it will be about $2,000 to $3,000 a year more for gasoline. We're already paying about $2,000 to $3,000 a year more for groceries. And now one of the things that Putin has already said, that he's going to shut off all export of fertilizer to the Western world. And if that's done, it's going to cause major, if you please, food shortages in America and around the globe. So we're in for a difficult day because of Biden at the helm. But we can keep looking up, lifting up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. Pastor Davis, Amen. Thank you for your call, and God bless Thanks you so on much. This special, special celebration day for you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. The point of our conversation in relationship to the Russiagate investigation that's being revealed now by John Durham and his investigatory work that has been so, I believe, helpful in bringing out the truth. He says here, far from finding himself to be vulnerable position of an ordinary person, talking about Michael Sussman, he goes on then to say, he said at the trial he's going to deliver testimony from FBI. Listen, Durham has already got his actors put in place. He says he's going to produce testimony from FBI agents, governmental witnesses, et cetera, that Sussman did, in fact, collude with Hillary Clinton and Clinton's collusion and the DNC's collusion with Russia. So that makes the statement for us to look at the second phase, the second point of the major conversation in relationship to the issue today. Not only are we talking about Russiagate lies, but we're also talking about the Russian invasion. As a result of Putin and Russia being on the hearts and the minds and the lips of the socialist Marxist media for the past 4 years, and because of Hillary Clinton, the DNC, and Joe Biden, and Joe Biden was involved with it prior to becoming president. He was involved with it when he was the vice president with Barack Hussein Obama, which was an illegitimate president. I won't go into that detail right now, but Biden has been part of this for a while, and as a result of that, we're finding Putin ravaging the Ukraine and Putin flexing his muscles, making all kind of threats against America and the Western world and in Europe. Could it be, ladies and gentlemen, that our problem today with Russia is because Putin holds all the facts, all the cards, all the details about Adam Schiff, about Hillary Clinton, Chuck Schumer, the DNC, and Joe Biden and their shenanigans that was coming, what you would call washing money laundering through Ukraine and having a relationship with Russian oligarchs and the Ukrainian oligarchs and the leaders that paid the Biden family cabal hundreds of thousands, if not millions upon millions of dollars. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give you the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. The reason I was calling is, well, I absolutely agree with you that the Biden administration and the Biden family is highly corrupt. I have been looking at some things eschatologically. I don't know that I said that exactly correctly, but pretty close.
That's close enough. Go ahead.
And Here's what I noticed. When the prophecy talks about the stars falling from the sky, now, one of the things that has recently happened is Elon Musk, the inventor of Tesla, has done a whole lot of different inventions. And one of the things that he has done is he has put a satellite belt in the sky. It doesn't completely circumnavigate the world yet, but it's in the process of doing so. And he has realigned the location of those satellites so that they're over the Ukraine, so that they can provide internet service to those Ukrainians as it's been cut off and jammed by the Russians in other ways. So if that were to become a real thorn in Putin's side, and if it were to expand beyond the borders of Ukraine and the satellite system was still being used, that satellite system is called Starlink. And when that prophecy was made 4,000 years ago, who could have imagined there would have been satellites in the sky? But if those satellites start falling from the sky, would that not be the stars falling from the sky?
You're referring to Revelation chapter 6, verse 12 and following, and it's talking about when the sixth seal is open, and this is in the middle portion of the days of the tribulation. It's after the rapture of the church. It's after the church has been raptured out, we're with the Lord Jesus, and it's when the wrath of God is being poured out upon the Christ-rejecting, Bible-hating, God-denying society, and during that period of time, so yes, we're watching the potential, but let me just read that. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and every island were moved out of their places, and the kings and the great kings and the rich men, et cetera, started wailing, et cetera. Yes, and what I conclude and contend, not just the Starlink now with Elon Musk, but we have thousands upon thousands, and may I say for redundancy, but making a point, upon thousands of dead satellites orbiting around the above and around the earth. We have at any given moment, those satellites, once they get out of their trajectory of circling and circling the earth, could be off a pattern and then would fall to the earth. And we don't know what's in some of those. Some of them have nuclear devices. Some of them have plutonium and other uranium and other deadly chemicals and products that when it hits, in fact, in one text, it talks about it causing the rivers and the waters to become wormwood. And that's the same word that is used for the uranium or the nuclear plant Chernobyl in Ukraine. And so I say that at any time, and it will certainly happen during the days of the tribulation, that these will be falling from the sky. And as John, when he's on the Isle of Patmos and he gets the vision that's shown of things past, present, future, when it's being revealed eschatologically in the Revelation text, he sees them as stars falling. And so you're exactly on target with the thought, and it is something that is a future tense. But we're watching things being put in place today. That's the point that I've tried to make several times on the air. We're watching the eschatological prophetic future being put into place. Now we're watching the chessmen being put on the board. But you're exactly right. So what can we do as Christians? We need to keep serving. We need to keep praying. We need to keep watching. We need to keep witnessing. We need to be salt and light. That means we stand up, speak up, be heard, and be seen. If someone likes it or they do not like it, if we're standing on truth, we need to stand for truth. But you're right. Thank you so much for your call. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But right now, Russia is threatening America, threatening the Western world. He's threatening all of Europe. Here's an article that says, Russia threatens to crash the world food supply by withholding fertilizer. It is dated March the 4th. The fight against Western sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, Russia might stop exporting fertilizer. That's a serious threat to the entire world's food supply, given uncertainties regarding fertilizer even before the war erupted last month. The Russian Ministry of Industry and Trade recommended halting all fertilizer exports until suspension of transportation in and out of Russia are lifted, according to the Russian state news agency. The world's biggest container ships have stopped serving the Russian ports. Russia produces 50 million tons, 13% of the world's supply of potash, phosphorus, and nitrogen for fertilizers, the report said. Failures in fertilizer shipments could have a direct impact on national security in several countries and cause serious food shortages and hundreds of millions of people already on median terms, the ministry said. That is talking about the Russian news media, ministry. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the dire circumstances we're in, and I believe it all has a nexus, a connectivity, as Russia, now Putin, hating America, hating anything. And by the way, as long as Trump was in office, Putin did not dare take the stand that he's doing now. He knew that Trump would retaliate. Trump would not have been simply, we're going to put restrictions on you. Trump would not have said, we're going to just cut off your supply. Trump would have had flexed his muscles as a president of the United States should be able to do, but Biden has not been able to do that with Russia because he's in the pocket of the Russian oligarchs and all of the Ukrainian oligarchs because of the money laundering for the past several years that's taken place. But we have Greg on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
You know, the culture seems to be experiencing shock and fear and dread in the midst of all of this chaos, and it seems more, you know, as much as I feel those realities, it seems more exciting to me, realizing that we are so close to the return of Jesus Christ. And I know that things will be, dire for the rest of the world in the midst of those eschatological events. But and it is another thing. I try to consistently take a moment and look at things through secular eyes and take a long time and analyze through biblical eyes. But from the secular side, this chaos is giving the Biden administration an opportunity to blame the escalation of oil and fuel and natural gas, blame the escalation of the pricing on Putin. Folks need to remember the price of fuel at the pump had already doubled before Putin 11 or 12 days ago rolled into Ukraine. Joe Biden, when he came into office, empowered Putin by dropping the sanctions against the Nord Stream 2 pipeline on the same day that he canceled, think about this, canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. That Keystone XL pipeline has been decades in the works of engineering, design, the pursuit of the land and everything else. Because it's a international thing, the president has the executive authority to do such craziness. It had already gone through all the permitting process. It had different pieces of litigation that was pending as they were moving forward, you know, state by state, mile by mile. However, by the president stepping in and saying stop, and by stopping, he did the moratorium, then the stop, then the moratorium again on all these different natural gas and oil leases on public land. He said, United States, we're going to choke off the opportunity to bring more oil and more gas into our marketplace while at the same time empowering Putin. Right now, Putin feels like a very rich man, a very powerful man, and that's due to the actions of Joe Biden. Don't buy this lie that somehow or another, Putin is scared of Biden. I think he said that a year before he entered the White House. You know, Putin.
Greg, let me jump in for just a moment. We've got about 15 seconds left. The major thing is that I need our listeners to understand is if Russia takes over the Ukraine, it kills all religious liberties and freedom to worship in Ukraine. So how would you respond? What do you say to our people in about 10 seconds?
Don't be afraid. The Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength. Of whom shall I be afraid? Everyone, every believer needs to hold those words close in their heart today.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.